Oh, I don't want you, but I want you, and I'll flaunt you, and I'm freaking. Yes, I want you, and I'm dreaming, and I'm seeking a real feeling. Said I don't want you, but I want you, and I'm winning, and I'm losing. Yes, I want you, and I'm waiting, and I'm oozing, and I'm bruising. Oh yes, I'll fight you. I will focus. You better tighten up. You want this? You're a knock. But I want you, and I'll hurt you, and I'll work you. Yes, I want you, and I'm dying, and I'm trying. I mean business. Oh, I don't want you, but I want you, and I'm ready, and I'm running. Yes, I want you, and I'm willing, and I'm hitting. I'm so vicious. Just to need you, and I got you, and I'll get you, and I'll fuck you, and I'll freak you.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The show you're listening to is Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you, and the song you just heard was Focus by Debbie Friday. Just wanted to open the show with something a little ooky, spooky, sinister, because it's Halloween. Oh my god, happy Halloween. Huzzah, huzzah, kalu, kalay, etc. Unfortunately, so sorry, I feel like I do have to give a disclaimer of that. The rest of the music, it's not going to be ooky spooky themed, but I thought it was a good way, a good vibe to recognize and start the show with, because, like I said, it is Halloween, a day of costume and revelry, I guess. and today's definition of cool is cool opportunity Halloween. What do I mean by that? What a great cue. Thanks so much for posing that, dear listener. So like the main things that we're talking about Halloween, we're talking about like Halloween and coolness kind of, and like, what does Halloween mean to the people, and what does it essentially celebrate? Because it is a holiday that like people love. I think it's probably the most polarizing holiday based on nothing but my own opinion and thoughts. Because I as a dork, I'm going to be honest, I hate Halloween. I hate Halloween. It is not the holiday for me. I feel there's a lot of pressure on Halloween that is like so unnecessary to me. And the kind of like distance that people, it seems like people like, part of what people like about dressing up is like the opportunity to wear a mask, to be a version of themselves, to just like be a different person and like embody a different like lifestyle or character. which is great. Go team. Love that. And like when people go all out, it's sick. But it's not for me. I find it really stressful. And like not fun personally. But before we get into it, let's listen to some music, shall we? This next song is Down by 00AB, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We're on our way, yeah. Cause she going down, 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 down. If I'm looking paid, yeah, I won't be around, 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 around. We're on our way, yeah. So she going down, 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 down. If I'm looking paid, yeah, I won't be around, 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 around. It's been a while, darling. So happy, and it's been a while. She feel like medicine.
I need her.
She tell me so innocent.
I need her.
I'm taking my vitamins.
I need her.
Yeah. She feel like medicine.
I need her.
She tell me some medicine.
I need her.
I'm taking my vitamins.
We on our way, yeah.
So she going down, 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 down. If I'm not getting paid,
yeah,
I won't be around. In front of car, treat like a pistol, pistol. She's ticked off, huh? I'm like a rocket, gonna lift off.
And she loving my hair, and she loving my stilo, and she loving my hair, and she coming right here though. And she loving my hair, baby girl like an eco. And she loving my flair, but she know I don't care, but she know I don't care.
Thank you.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral traditional and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The song you just heard was The Chauffeur by the Golden Age of Rustling, who has a new album coming out so soon. Oh my days. Just before that was Sun Tickles by Salamanda, and then opened that set with Down by 00A. B, you're listening to Teachable Moments. Teachers, one stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's definition for cool is cool opportunity, Halloween. This next segment is, we're just talking a little bit about like Halloween and femininity, kind of. So, like, there's that famous Mean Girls quote that I feel like has been, I've been seeing it a lot on TikTok, the TikToker, as Adele would say. Basically, the quote is, in the real world, Halloween is when kids dress up in costumes and beg for candy. In girl world, Halloween is the one day a year when a girl can dress up like a total slut and no other girls can say anything about it. Which is like, you know, pros and cons to that reading. I do think it's like very real though. Like, I, again, as I was saying, don't really like Halloween. I don't really like the pressure of dressing up. It's not really something I enjoy. And like part of that is, I think when I was a lot younger, I really saw, I was like, okay, it's Halloween. I guess I have to be sexy, which wasn't necessarily something that I like wanted to do, but it really felt like mandatory to me, at least. It felt like the option was to sexualize myself in some way, which is like work, whatever. Like, some people really love the opportunity of Halloween to like really embody their sexuality, empower themselves in like how, and like celebrate their body. But I always found it like stressful, and I never found that I was doing it for me. And it just like, it isn't, I as a dork didn't really find it to be like celebratory. And I think that like this idea of like Halloween, like that like approach to Halloween, or like how people should be dressing on Halloween, is like still, I think, super common and practiced very regularly. And like, that's a hard place to get to, and like a hard thing to delineate as well, of like when you're young and you're starting, and you're like starting to like explore that side of yourself. Like, Halloween is a great opportunity to see where you are comfortable, but I do think that maybe not often, but there are times when like you aren't comfortable, but it's just kind of like the thing to do. So I think it's a complicated thing, and like people also like demonize women so much for their like sexy costumes, or like patronize them, women, so much. But it's also like, okay, well, like, this is what I was told I was supposed to do. So it's I think it's complicated. I think Halloween's complicated. And that being said, we're gonna listen to some music. So this next song is Between Between by Cherry Blue. It's their most recent single, and you know we love Cherry Blue here. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Too cold. I don't know if these rules are the right ones. Say you could be you if you're wrong. I don't know. No. Too cold.
Vancouver Friends for Life Society and the Metropolitan Hotel Vancouver are happy to host their third Divas at Diva Presents Bougie Bingo for Life, a celebration of the 30 years of service that VFFLS has provided to the West End community. It's $30 for 6 games of bingo, with each prize bougier than the last. Join us on Monday, October 30th at 7 p.m. at Diva at the Met in the Metropolitan Hotel Vancouver. For more information, check out Diva at the Met and Vancouver Friends for Life on Instagram. And to buy tickets, search Bougie Bingo for Life on eventbrite.ca.
Portland, Oregon-based sub-pop recording artists Quasi are set to perform in Vancouver on Thursday, March 2nd at Fox Cabaret with special guests Number 2. Tickets available now at f7entertainment.com.
Thank you.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral traditional and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Moronas by Mintfield off of their brand new album, Aprende a Ser. Sorry, my Spanish is not good. Just before that was Rosa by Uri and Antonia off of I Had This Dream That You Are My Sister EP. And then opened that set with Cherry Blue's new single, Between Between. You listen to Teach a Moment, see if there's one stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And today's definitely cool. It's Cool Opportunity Halloween. We talked about Halloween and femininity just before this past break. And now I want to talk like pretty briefly about Halloween and queerness. Like something that I think it's like kind of like a meme or like just kind of joked about, I guess, or like kind of acknowledged in the queer community is that how much queer people love Halloween. And I think that it like speaks a lot to what we were talking about a bit with the Halloween and femininity just before the break of like it really is an opportunity to explore a side of yourself that you might not feel comfortable exploring or showcasing in your day to day. Like what people, again, kind of what I was saying at the top of the show, like what people celebrate or like use Halloween to celebrate, I think is like a chance to kind of dissolve any barriers that they have around their own presentation. And like within the comfort of what a costume is, then they can really like explore parts of themselves and celebrate parts of themselves. And that's like an amazing and like such a like powerful tool. And like, again, like this whole show is about, it's an amazing opportunity for people to explore what they're comfortable with and like embody their kind of most, my brain wants to say like most divine self, but just like most comfortable self. And it's like, it's a little, it's like kind of frustrating that like that is seen as something that like has to, there's only one day a year where like people are allowed to celebrate that. But it's also so important. And that being said, we're going to move along because we got more tunes, baby girl. This next song is Praying Mantis by Saya Gray off of their album Quirty. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'm falling, everyone at VAMS understands the challenges of having a disability in an able-bodied world. Since 1988, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society has supported musicians with disabilities on their journeys. Check out Reimagine Radio on YouTube to learn more about our diverse community. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The song you just heard was Eat the Tail, featuring Rochelle Jordan by Togi Monsta. Just before that was Grimes with Venus in Fleurs off of her 2010 album Gady Primes, and then opened that set with Praying Mantis by Sia Gray off of their album Corti. You listen to Teach Them Moments. CHR's one stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And today's word cool is cool opportunity Halloween. We've talked about Halloween and femininity, Halloween and queerness, and I want to like really briefly talk about Halloween and like, I don't want to, the word that I have is childishness, but I just mean like almost like childlike wonder. Like, I really think Halloween is one of the few holidays that like has a really strong child component, or like kind of the most iconic thing that happens on Halloween is trick-or-treating, is like children getting together and like spending time together and like walking around their communities, connecting with people they know, like wearing costumes, and like a lot of the people who are like, I'm thinking of one person in particular, but I feel like there are people, like adults, who their love of Halloween doesn't really necessarily have anything to do with kind of what we were saying before with like around queerness and femininity, of like the opportunity to like explore and celebrate parts of themselves that maybe they don't feel like they have the like agency or like permission to in their day to day, but more like there's like a whole group of adults who part of what they love about Halloween is that like they get to be kiddie. They get to just like be gory, be gross, be like goofy. And that is such a lovely, I think such a lovely part of Halloween. But we're gonna move along because we have so many more tunes. This next song is Here Dash Here featuring Laraji by Seb Wildblood, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencominum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. We've reached the end of our show. But before we get into it, what you just heard was the song Broken Heart by Luke Mann off of their Take Broken Heart EP. Just where that was Emma Becko's Looking For You, the Cecile Believe remix featuring Cecile Believe. And then opened that set with Here, Here, featuring Laraji by Seb Wildblood. We made it to the end. I'm so proud of us. Today's episode was Cool Opportunity Halloween. We talked about queerness, femininity, and childlike wonder, and how Halloween is truly an opportunity to explore and celebrate those things. That being said, as a dork, still definitively my least favorite holiday, but love that other people enjoy it. The last note that I have for this episode is, what are the ookies and spookies? And I'm going to be honest, not sure what I meant when I wrote that, and not sure what the answer is either. But we're going to close the show with Dita, the song Going Nuts, because it's been stuck in my brain, and I think it's really good. So enjoy, and happy, happy Halloween. Have a safe and ookie spooky night. And keep on listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.